Okay, so you come out at 18. It's not at 18, you come out 2 years later. You're at 20.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. I don't want to do management. I want to be a pilot. Where does it go next?
My training. I was in South Africa in the summer between the 2 years of uni. I had to go and get my private pilot's license. So I went to South Africa. I was there for 5 weeks. Fantastic time. Absolutely amazing. Near Johannesburg. Got my license, came back to the uni. Did one more year where it was 14 exams, 75% minimum grade to pass, which was what we call the Airline Transport Pilot License Theory exams. And there's 14 of them, meteorology, principles of flight.
Hang on, there's 14 of those.
14. Yeah.
I'm not even sure I could do my theory on the driving test. Forget trying to get through all those.
Just got to be able to go around a roundabout the right way here.
How many people fall by the wayside once they get to that stage? Once they've done a basic pilot course, and then they've got to go through all this theory?
Quite a few. And it's usually the people that don't have aviation as a passion. And I'll speak about that in a minute as well. You got to have this fire inside you. That'll drive you through, because it's not difficult examinations. It's not written text or whatever. It's multiple choice.
Yeah.
But it's voluminous. You got to get through it.
You eventually get through it. You get through that. You go to qualifications. Then what's the next stage? The point I just want listeners to understand is just how much there is you've got to go through before you start getting in that cockpit.
Then you got to get 100 hours, depending on which way you get your license. If you do what they call an integrated course, it's a bit different. I'm not so familiar with that, but the way I did it, then I have to do these exams. I went to Canada to do 100 hours of pilot in command time building.
And who pays for that?
My parents.
So again, you've got to have the money there. You need to have that behind you.
You go to
South Africa, that's on your coin. You go to Canada to do the 100 hours flying, that's on your coin.
Yeah. And then the most expensive part came back in the UK. I did the commercial pilot's license, the multi-engine rating, where you learn to fly a propeller airplane with two engines, and then the instrument rating, which is flying in clouds, instrument flight rules, call it. And then once you have all of that and what they call a multi-crew cooperation license, which is 4 or 5 sessions in a simulator flying with another person, because all up to that, it's flying alone.
Yeah.
This multi-crew cooperation course teaches you flying with another person. And then you've got to do that. And then you have what they call a frozen airline transport pilot's license. And once you have that, you are entitled to apply for a job and qualify to work for a commercial airline.
In which time it's all on your coin, and then you've got to that stage, then you've got that frozen pilot's license, and then you can apply to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And you were how old when that happened?
19.
I was going to say, when you spend a couple of years in London, you might be out enjoying yourself and partying, but it sounds like all you're doing is revising and getting on the next course.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. I kind of missed the whole backpack phase of my life, you know.
Before you get accepted by an airline, you go through all that. Roughly, how much is the cost in that?
Anything between, if you do it the self-improvement route, where you do it in different places, that's around £60,000 to £70,000.
£60,000 to £70,000, and that's before you've even got the possibility of having a job.
You can't even apply for a job before it.
So in total, what are we talking about? We're talking six figures, aren't we? It can easily be six figures. And this is, and for me, this is the whole point of it, Taz. It's not as though you're a 12-year-old at school and you think, okay, I just want to go and be a pilot. Well, this is how you do it, son. It's nice and easy. You take an apprenticeship. It's like being a mechanic, and by the time you're 19, you've got your trade and profession. We're talking 100,000. We're talking six figures at least to be able to want to do it. Did your parents sit you down at any stage and say, look, is this definitely what you want to do? Or did they already know?
No, they never questioned that. What they sent me to university for was to let me get a bit of life experience, grow up a bit, and have a fallback plan. They never doubted my dedication to want to be an airline pilot. That was in my DNA, I think. It was just there. And there was nothing that ever wavered me from it. I never went with, oh, I want this today, I want that tomorrow, and everything. So they knew, okay, this is an investment, and it's going to happen. But we need him to get this, this, and this first.
So you got this, and this. Yeah. You got through everything. You applied. Where did you start? Which was the first airline you joined?
Very popular low-cost airline in Europe.
Feel free to say their name.
Ryanair.
You started at Ryanair. Yeah. Okay, which brings you here to Tenerife, because as was the case then, and as is the case now, Ryanair has a big hub here in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, that was my humble beginnings, which was a learning curve, because you've got 2,500 500 pilots in Ryanair, more or less.
Yeah.
And we're black. Four of them. So it was,
hang on,
it was
say it again. How many pilots?
Four.
How many in total?
2,500.
So 2,500 pilots, only four of which are black.
Yeah.
What did it feel like that first day you go to work, you've got all the credentials, you've got the tie, you've got the blazer, presumably which you've had to pay for. You walk through, and crew, you get through, you're in the cockpit, you take that turn to the right, you sit down. What's that like after all of those years?
I think the first thing I did was dry off all the sweat dripping off my body when I was walking through the airport. I was so nervous that day. But it was undescribable, actually. I can't really explain how I felt the first time I took control of a commercial jetliner. I felt like everything I had done, all the challenges, everything I'd committed myself to, had just all finally... You know, it's like you hit equals and you get the answer on the calculator. It was just there in front of me, and I was like...
You're a smart guy. I know at some stage during that first flight, you must have thought, this six-year-old kid from Zimbabwe is now sitting on the right-hand side of a cockpit of a plane after all the work, all of the expense,
All
the backing I needed from the family. When you landed, I'm sure your parents must have been straight on the blower.
Yeah, they were.
What did they say?
Well done. It was my dad, proud of you, and my mom, a lot of ululating. You know what ululating is in Africa? It's like a cheering.
It's what?
It is this elation.
It's the expression of elation.
Yes.
And that's
how... We have a sound for it now.
Okay, all right. That's how you get in the pilot seat. We're going to come back with Captain Tuanda Chiesa, and we're going to be talking what it's like inside the cockpit, what it's like to actually be flying the planes, the process, and also what happens when a few things go wrong.